J1, number 8A.
Last few sessions together, we've been slowly cultivating an awareness of mind through the ideas which characterize mind. And as we have seen, mind alone, or the one mind, is the basis of reality. And as we have mentioned many times together now, that this is a basic premise that one must accept in order to understand the teachings of the science of Christian Science, and that is that mind alone is the basis of reality. Therefore, mind, if it is the basis of reality, then mind is the only creator. Mind is the only producer. Mind is the only parent mind. Or mind is the only cause. Mind is the basis of reality. Mind is the all in all, as we have seen. Therefore, the whole of being is based on mind. And the fact is, in spiritual reality, that there is only one mind. Now, because, as we have seen, because mind is the only creator, or we can say mind is the only producer, or because mind is the only parent mind, or mind is the only cause, we begin to get the feeling here then that mind must be the only creative power. And if mind is the only creative power, then it is mind, that creative power, which is forming the image which we see. The very image which we see is being formed by mind. Now, this image which mind creates is perfect. And we have also seen that mind's will, the very will of mind, is mandatory and law. Now, that is just recapitulating very quickly those ideas which characterize mind. All right, so I'd like to keep our attention focused then on mind, and mainly on the mind compendium, for just a few moments. Now, if you have the mind compendium with you, then you could turn to page 119. Or you could turn to your illustrative material there for entitled Mind Counterfeits. Now, under this negative section, we encounter the major headings of mortal mind, animal magnetism, ignorance, drugs, brain, nerves, and fatigue. These are the major headings which we find in the negative section of the Mind Compendium. And then also, we will find that after we have gone through the negative section, we will encounter the subheadings, and therefore we will encounter, under mortal mind, we will encounter the subheadings of ignorance, illusions, human mind, erring mind, carnal mind, negative mind, migratory mind, the mind of one's own, many minds, theoretical mind. These subheadings we find in italics under the major heading of mind. And then we go on in this negative section and we find animal magnetism, which is the next major heading. And under animal magnetism, therefore, we find mesmerism, occultism, necromancy, hypnotism, clairvoyance, clairaudience, astrology, autosuggestion, and we go on. Now, again, as I have done with the ideas which characterize mind, just exactly the same with these negative counterfeits of mind, I have made an orderly outline of those counterfeits. Now, this is something which I suggest we do with each of the counterfeits as we go on with the synonymous terms. Again, this just is something which keeps our notes orderly, and right in front of us in an orderly way, we can look and find the counterfeits of mind. Now, what does this negative section mean in the back of the compendium? Now, what we must see is that without science, the negative false beliefs or errors, we could say, or evils, these are just different ways of saying the same thing, negative false beliefs, or we can use the word error, or we can use the word evil, so to speak. Without science, these negative false beliefs always remained an unsolved problem. They always seemed to remain an enigma for mankind. And without science, we always will be continued to be confused by the various false beliefs that are in the world today. Now, with science, these false beliefs can be analyzed, they can be uncovered, and they can be destroyed. We can understand the various false beliefs in the world today. What we see with science is that the many false beliefs can all be traced back to seven basic root errors. That means all the basic false beliefs that have plagued mankind can actually be traced back to seven basic root errors. And it's namely that all these false beliefs can be traced back to either a misunderstanding of mind, or a misunderstanding of spirit, or a misunderstanding of soul, or a misunderstanding of principle, or a misunderstanding of life, or a misunderstanding of truth, and a misunderstanding of love. Now, when we think of this, we think of, isn't that wonderful to be able to think that in the world there seem to be thousands and thousands and thousands of negative beliefs, but actually every false belief can be basically analyzed and uncovered as being misunderstandings of those seven basic elements, or those seven basic elements which exist in being. So then we can say that there is no basic error or false belief which exists beyond those basic errors which come from a misunderstanding of the seven synonymous terms, or the seven basic elements of being, or we could say from the sevenfold nature of God. So if we understand those seven basic elements of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, then we actually can handle correctly those basic errors. Now, we can say, well, what are these seven basic root errors? Where can we find them? You know, well, just as we can investigate science and health for the ideas which characterize the seven synonymous terms, or these seven basic elements, we can also turn to science and health and find out what are these basic root errors in being. As we turn to science and health, we ask, well, what are the root errors? And from our study, we begin to see, again, that these errors come from a misunderstanding of the seven terms. And in science and health, we learn this. We learn that the belief of mortal mind comes from a misunderstanding of mind. We learn that the belief of matter comes from a misunderstanding of spirit. And we learn that the belief of the five physical senses comes from a misunderstanding of soul. And we learn that the belief of personal sense comes from the misunderstanding of principle. And we learn that the belief of time and space comes from a misunderstanding of life. And we see that the belief of the human conscious, subconscious, and unconscious comes from a misunderstanding of truth. And we see that the belief that being without a purpose comes from the misunderstanding of love. These are misunderstandings of the true facts. And this misunderstanding of the true facts leads to these false counterfeit beliefs. Now we say therefore that false beliefs are counterfeits of the true facts. This is what the terminology that we use in science. We say that false beliefs come from a misunderstanding of those seven basic elements, therefore false beliefs are counterfeits of those true facts. Counterfeit, as we look it up in the dictionary, we see that counterfeit means to forge, it means to copy or imitate without authority or right, and with a view to deceive or defraud. And it also means of passing the copy or thing forged for that which is original or genuine. And it means to make a likeness or resemblance of anything with a view to defraud. So the whole tone of counterfeit means it's a copy, an imitation with a view in mind to defraud. It's a false, erroneous imitation. So those basic root errors in the world today are false beliefs. They are counterfeits of the true fact. Now, just to give an example of counterfeit beliefs, let's take mind, because this is the synonymous term which we have delved into quite deeply last session together. Now let's look at mind. A false belief is that man's faculties and his intelligence are dependent upon that pulpy substance under the skull which we call brain. Now this is a false belief, that man's intelligence is dependent upon brain. Now this is a counterfeit belief of the true fact. And the true fact is that man's faculties and his intelligence are dependent upon the divine mind alone. Therefore, brain is a counterfeit belief of the divine mind. Now, another false belief would be that mortal mind or matter creates. And in the world, this is the belief, that mortal mind or matter creates. Now, we can just see that this is a counterfeit of the true fact that in being, the divine mind alone creates. Now, it's important for us to see that these are counterfeits and not counterfacts. Therefore, false beliefs do not exist as a fact per se. And this is a very important point, because people will say, well, in science, on one hand you say there's evil, and then on another hand you say there is no evil. Well, or false beliefs, and then on the other hand you say there's no false belief. What we are seeing is that false beliefs are counterfeits and not counterfacts. They do not exist as a fact. It is not a fact that man's intelligence is dependent on the brain. That is not a fact. That is just a misunderstanding of the true fact, that man's intelligence is dependent on mind. So you see, the belief that man's intelligence depends on the brain isn't a fact. It's just a counterfeit of the fact that man's intelligence depends on mind. Is that understandable? It's a counterfeit. Now, those basic false beliefs in the world today, we see, are counterfeits. Now, this may help. It's important for us to see that we cannot have a counterfeit $9 bill. Now, can we have a counterfeit $9 bill? Now the answer is no, because a $9 bill does not exist. You see, we cannot have a counterfeit $9 bill if a $9 bill does not exist. We can only have a counterfeit of that which exists. Now, the basic root errors are never facts in themselves. They are never original facts in themselves, but they exist only as counterfeits of the originals. They exist only as a misunderstanding of the original fact. Therefore, in being, there is just the original fact, which is misunderstood, you see. There is just the original fact, which is misunderstood. And therefore, we get, through this misunderstanding, a lot of counterfeit or a lot of false beliefs, a lot of trying to understand reality, therefore comes with a lot of beliefs about what that real fact is. But the main fact stands, that the divine mind alone is the intelligence of man, but as man tries to reason things out, he kind of thinks, well, maybe it's the brain, maybe it's that pulpy substance it is. But that's not a fact. That's his ignorance trying to reason it out. Now, on your illustrative material entitled Counterfeit, you see, therefore we're have a whole list of these negative counterfeit beliefs which arise concerning mind. Now, maybe if we look at it, the picture will clear up for us. Now, let's just look at the whole list of those counterfeit beliefs. First of all, we come across mortal mind. The belief of mortal mind is actually ignorant false reasoning. Mortal mind itself is just false, ignorant reasoning. Now, the belief of mortal mind or false, ignorant reasoning arises only because there is a misunderstanding about the divine mind in mind's idea. That's the only reason ignorance arises, because there is a misunderstanding of the divine mind in mind's idea. Animal magnetism. Now, why is there the belief of animal magnetism in the world? Now, animal magnetism is a belief of mind in matter. And it's a belief that one human mind can control and influence another human mind. Now, how could this belief arise in the world. This belief arises in the world only because there's a misunderstanding that mind alone governs and influences. Because mind is governing and mind is influencing, man misunderstands this as thinking our minds govern and influence each other. But the fact is that mind does influence, but it's the divine mind that influences. And that is the major influence of man. We cannot influence really each other. In being, mind's will is mandatory in law, and each one of us must fulfill what we must fulfill in being. And I cannot influence you any more than you can influence me, because we must fulfill our destiny, so to speak. We must live forth that law of creativity ourselves. That is something that is mind's will. It's mandatory in law that each one of us individually lives forth that creative law of creativity, that we each have a specific role in life. We are that whole being infinitely individualized, and we have a specific role to fulfill. I can no more influence you to come out of that role. Mind alone is influencing you to fulfill that mission. Therefore, animal magnetism is a false belief that I or anybody else can influence you. Mind alone is influencing you, and you are doing exactly what you must do in life. Mind is governing and controlling your life. Not people, not circumstances, not business, nothing. But mind influences your life. Now, we come to this belief of ignorance. And again, we can see that the belief of ignorance arises only because there is a misunderstanding that the divine mind is all-knowing and all-intelligent. We can go off into the corner and say that I'm stupid and I'm dumb and I can never learn this particular subject, but this is denying or misunderstanding the real fact in being is that our mind is that very divine mind, and that mind is all-knowing and all-intelligent, and it's up to us to claim that fact. We must claim it. We can constantly push that aside and say I'm ignorant or the world is ignorant, but what we must do is claim the fact that mind is all-knowing and all-intelligent and go forth from that perfection. We must claim it. When we claim it, we are it. You see, ignorance is just a false belief, a misunderstanding. Now, we come to drugs. Now, why would there be such a thing as drugs in the world? Now, drugs cannot appear unless there is something which heals, that there's a true form of medicine, you see. Drugs is a belief that they heal. It's a medicine that heals, you see. Well, the belief in drugs arises only because there is a misunderstanding that the divine mind alone is the only medicine and heals. Now, you see, when we are looking out from spiritual understanding, which we say is the divine mind, we see that that spiritual understanding heals our consciousness of all false beliefs or illusions. Therefore, it's our spiritual understanding, or we can say the divine mind, that heals our consciousness or heals our awareness. So it's divine mind or our spiritual understanding which heals. It's never the drug that heals. The drug may pacify our problem for a while, but another problem will arise. Mainly problems arise from mortal mind, agitation, ignorance, whatever, so we take a drug to try to pacify it. But what one must see is that our spiritual understanding of being is that which heals our false beliefs and our disharmony. And the next thing we have, item we have on the list is brain, and we have just seen this. We see that the belief that the brain is the center of man's intelligence arises because there's a misunderstanding that man's faculties and intelligence are dependent upon the divine mind only. Brain is a counterfeit of the divine mind. Or we come to nerves. Now, what about nerves? What would nerves counterfeit, you see? What would that belief? Why would we have a concept of nerves? Well, one sees that the belief is that nerves transmit information and that they transmit sensation. This is the belief that this is what nerves do. They are to transmit information and they transmit sensation. Now, this is just a misunderstanding that it's actually the divine mind which is the all-imparting information. Divine mind alone is transmitting information. It isn't nerves which transmit sensation or information. It's mind alone which is transmitting information. Or we can come to the counterfeit belief in the world of fatigue, and we can see that the belief in fatigue arises from the misunderstanding that the divine mind is ever active. We can feel tired, but if one begins to realize that it's a mental universe and that mind is ever active, we can pull ourselves right out of that belief of overwork and fatigue. Fatigue is just a misunderstanding that mind is ever active. Now, you see, this is how we cultivate an awareness of even the true facts in being. We can do it through the counterfeit beliefs. We can state a counterfeit false belief in the world, and we can see what idea it counterfeits, and therefore when we see the idea it counterfeits, we can see that that idea dissolves the false belief or illusion in the world. Now, as we then cultivate what we went over, those ideas which characterize mind, and they so fill our consciousness, therefore can we see that ideas dissolve illusions? Very naturally. The more we understand what is reality, that dissolves all the false beliefs in the world that keep arising. That's mind. Turn to compendium number 5. And compendium number 5 is entitled Spirit. Now, spirit is the second synonymous term, or the second basic element in being, which we are going to consider together. And also, I'd like to have you have in front of you that illustrative material on spirit, so you can follow as we go along. And again, with this illustrative material of spirit, I have outlined in an orderly way all the ideas which and shadings of ideas which characterize spirit as found in this compendium number 5. So let us together begin to look at these ideas which characterize spirit. And these ideas begin on page 131 in the spirit compendium. And we'll go then, just as we did with mind, step by step through the ideas which characterize spirit. So, shall we begin on our journey through the land of spirit, so to say? The first idea which characterizes spirit, we see, is the idea of separates. And in the spirit compendium, we see that the major heading is that spirit separates ideas from illusion. Now, in a bit of a way of recapitulating, but to make this point clear, we must see that mind alone creates a universe of perfect ideas. I think we know this now, we feel it. Mind creates a universe of perfect ideas. And as we know, that there appears to be various degrees of awareness within this universe. And as we have seen in Science and Health, Mary Baker Eddy uses the expressions illusions, thoughts, and ideas. Now, she uses these expressions in order to indicate 3 degrees of awareness. Therefore, as we have seen, Mrs. Eddy uses the terms illusions, thoughts, and ideas to indicate the following. She uses it in this way, as we have seen. In the first degree, she uses mortal mind as entertaining illusions. In the second degree, as we have seen, she uses the human mind as entertaining thoughts. In the third degree, she uses the divine mind as entertaining ideas. And to recapitulate, we have seen that illusions can be defined as an erroneous perception of reality, or an erroneous concept or belief. An illusion is an erroneous perception of reality. A thought is the product of thinking, and an idea is an image in mind, capital M, the immediate object of understanding. Now, as we have seen, the first degree of mortal mind entertains illusions, and illusions are diametrically opposed to the third degree of the divine mind's ideas. And before you have the scientific translation of mortal mind. Now, this is something which you can look at as we go through spirit, because we will always bring back reference to this scientific translation of mortal mind as found on page 115 and 16 of Science and Health. Now, we see that that first degree of mortal mind's illusions, that first degree, is diametrically opposed to the third degree of divine mind's ideas. That means that all of mortal mind's false beliefs, illusions of passion and fear and pride and envy and deceit and hatred and sin and sickness and so forth, these are absolutely diametrically opposed to the divine mind's ideas of wisdom and purity and spiritual understanding and spiritual power and love and so forth. These are opposed, diametrically opposed. Now, as we have seen, that second degree of human mind entertains thoughts, and it's the human mind which is at a transitional stage between mortal mind and the divine mind. Therefore, the human mind or the human thought is capable of entertaining both illusions and ideas. Now, it is so important for us on the second degree to always examine our thinking and know where the origin of our thoughts are coming from. We must know whether our thoughts are coming from those illusions or false beliefs, as we have on the first degree, which Mrs. Eddy calls unreality, or whether our thoughts are coming from the divine mind, or the third degree of ideas, which she calls reality.